From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Barack Obama defends his administration's fight against terrorism. U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday touted his administration's achievements in combating terrorists in his final speech on national security delivered at Florida's MacDill Air Force Base. The president warned that Americans must uphold the country's values for continued success in defeating terrorism. More from VOA's Latika Hook.
Obama noted that al-Qaeda is a shadow of its former self after the killing of its leader Osama bin Laden. He said the military power of Islamic State is also weakened after the United States and its allies dismantled its financial resources and the ability to attract young people into its ranks.
We've attacked ISIL's financial lifeline, destroying hundreds of millions of dollars of oil and cash reserves. The bottom line is we are breaking the back of ISIL.
Obama said all this has been achieved without using torture or linking Muslims to terrorism. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian rebel factions are proposing a five-day ceasefire for the medical and civilian evacuation from the eastern part of the city of Aleppo. The rebel proposal on Wednesday comes as Syrian government and allied forces have gained control of three-quarters of the enclave that the rebels had controlled since 2012. This ground offensive was preceded by an intensive bombing campaign that knocked out medical facilities and left the civilian population in eastern Aleppo reeling from the onslaught. The proposal calls for the immediate evacuation of 500 seriously wounded Aleppo residents and for allowing civilians wishing to leave to head to northern rural Aleppo province. This is VOA News. Rescue crews, some of them working with heavy equipment, continue to search through rubble for people who may be trapped after an earthquake that struck Indonesia today. Local officials say at least 97 people are dead, hundreds more injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the quake's epicenter on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The shaking brought down dozens of buildings, including mosques, stores, and homes. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.5 quake was centered near the town of Rialut. Indonesia's Climate, Meteorology, and Geophysics Agency said the earthquake did not generate a tsunami. Indonesia is located in an area of the world prone to earthquakes. A 2004 quake off Sumatra Island triggered a tsunami that killed 230,000 in Indonesia and other countries. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is urging Western allies to maintain diplomatic pressure and sanctions on Russia until it respects the peace agreement in Ukraine.
NATO allies continue to support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and we support reforms that are essential for a better future for the people of Ukraine.
After talks with NATO and Ukraine foreign ministers, Stoltenberg told reporters Wednesday of a massive increase in ceasefire violations in the conflict-torn east of the former Soviet Republic. He said hundreds of explosions are sometimes reported daily, including many caused by heavy weapons banned under the Minsk Peace Accord. More than 9,600 people have been killed since April of 2014 in eastern Ukraine, where Russia-backed separatists are fighting Ukrainian government troops. Russia and Ukraine have blamed each other for the lack of progress in settling the dispute. China Wednesday accused Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen of seeking to use a planned transit stop in the U.S. to score diplomatic points amid Chinese rancor over an unprecedented telephone call between Tsai and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Asked at a briefing whether China has asked the U.S. to cancel the stop planned for next month, Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang reiterated China's claim to sovereignty over Taiwan and accused Tsai of political machinations. Tsai plans to stop in the U.S. on her way to visit Nicaragua, Guatemala, and El Salvador, among the island's handful of diplomatic allies. China, which claims Taiwan as a breakaway province, objects to any nation having formal contact with its government. The island has diplomatic relations with just 22 countries, of which 12 are in Central America and the Caribbean. The phone conversation last Friday between Tsai and Trump broke a more than four-decade-old precedent barring such direct communication.
That's the latest world news from VOA.